to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another week. I appreciate each and every one of you. As always, I'll make this quick. If you haven't yet, do me a favor, leave a rating and a review on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. Man, what a beautiful week it has been, guys. It's truly, truly beautiful. You know, I have been making a very conscious effort to be more present in the world around me and a little bit less present in the digital world. I think it's really easy to get sucked into the things that are going on online and not be present in the things going on right in front of us. The things that makes us humans, the things that are tangible, connecting with one another. And even though I do have moments, especially recently, I've really slipped into this cycle of, even though I have completely deleted all apps off my phone, I still find myself going on my computer. I do have, a case of FOMO that I'm working through, but I am consciously working through it, and I hope to be less connected online, at least without being intentional about said connection. I do see the benefit of it. I'm not going to sit here and say there's absolutely no benefit to being digitally connected with others. I think it's beautiful, especially I live pretty far from my family. I live in a completely different state. So there's something so heartwarming to be able to see photos and videos of my family online that they're sharing or things of that nature. So I am extremely grateful for that. But it is also really easy to slip into these cycles of doom scrolling and these cycles of just things that really aren't what life is about. I don't know what else to call it, but when you take a step away and you decide, you know what, I'm going to have real conversations with real people, I'm going to spend time with loved ones, it changes things. And this past year, I had a realization that I was very comfortable with self-isolating. And I was projecting what I was seeing on the digital world into the real world. I felt like I didn't want to be bothered with certain energies, with certain environments, with certain people. And it's because in the digital space, things exist in a vacuum. And it's really easy to assume that everything outside of that is also that. So I found myself getting to a point where I was believing and feeling and internalizing a lot of the things that I was seeing digitally, so much so that it made me just want to be by myself. I felt misunderstood. I felt pressured to perform. I felt like I needed to be something that I just didn't align with anymore. And you may be listening to this and think that it is weak, maybe, to be in a space where you internalize social media. But the craziest part about it is I didn't realize I was doing it until I took a step back and was in a moment of reflection and was like, holy crap, I am doing it. I am letting this thing fully consume me and alter my vision of the world. And as someone that prides themselves of being very self-aware and aware of certain things like that, it was truly shocking to see what it was doing to me. And I'm not here to demonize social media. I'm just here to offer a different perspective. I think it's really easy to lose track of what's real and what matters when we're so consumed by this world that is so, so close to reality, yet so far in so many different ways. I think part of the misunderstandings and confusions and division and anger and all these things that we are seeing societally comes from a place of existing in these pockets online and that not being reflected in the real world. The real world, the world around us is so beautiful because people exist in so many different places and spaces and like different things and believe different things. And it's up to us to get to know these people for who they are outside of these hyper-focused things. At the end of the day, people are people. We're all one and the same. We're all connected. And it would be a lie to say that this isn't true. We're all the same species. So at our very core, we are all connected in some way or another. Sure, we may not see eye to eye with certain things, or we may not believe the same things, or we may not like the same things, and we're not all supposed to. It's what makes us unique. It's what makes us special. But there is something so beautiful in the human connection, in not seeing eye to eye with someone and still choosing to love them, in not understanding someone's perspective but still giving them the space to explain it to you, and choosing to operate with compassion, caring for your fellow man, regardless of what they look like on the outside. There's something so beautiful about putting all these things aside and just connecting with another person for the sake of connection. I'm so grateful to have had the experiences that I've had throughout my life, where I've got to meet so many different people from different walks of life and different experiences, and have really gotten to know them for who they are. My mom really made an effort to ensure that we saw people as people. And my mom always did a really good job at teaching me that everyone in the room is the same, regardless of their status on paper. We're all the same, and we're meant to be treated the same. And operating like this in life has been very interesting, to say the least, because I think it's such a benefit now as an adult, because I've taken it up a notch. Where I don't see any differentiations between me and the next person. At least I choose not to. Even the person that's fueled with hate and rage, I see myself in them, and I can have compassion. The person that's happy, the kid that's crying, the old grumpy person, all of these people that we may encounter, I've gotten to a point where, through a lot of the work that I've done, it wasn't something that happened overnight, but you develop this deep level of awareness of all that is and the world around you, and I've done just that. I'm not sure how I got to this point, but it's really hard to speak ill of your fellow neighbor when you see yourself in them. And I think through a lot of the work that I've been doing to find love within myself and see the light within myself and loving myself through the flaws, if you will, that when I do encounter people like this, sure, I may have a visceral reaction. I'm not perfect. But ultimately, I see my broken self in these people. I see the kid version of me in that child that's crying, or in that child that's laughing, or in that child that is talking so much and you're just so irritated because they won't shut up. I see myself in every version of these people. And what better position to be in than that? And to understand that our purpose, our deeply ingrained purpose, is to serve others in one way or another. Whether that be choosing to operate from a place of love, even when a person seemingly isn't deserving of it, all with the hope that it'll start a reaction, a chain reaction within that person. Or again, just operating from a place of pure compassion. What do we have to lose? We have to shift our perspective about what it means to love others. We have to learn how to love without expecting love in return. The more love we give, the more love we receive. The more we understand what love is. You know, I used to be so embarrassed to show any affection or interest with the people in my life. I used to be embarrassed to say I love you to my family. I used to get this just feeling of fear. that I was going to, like, look stupid. And I'm not sure why, because I know we love each other, we just don't say it. And I, through examining those feelings, I realized that it was because of that. I was scared to look stupid, and I was scared that, what if they don't love me back the same way I do? And I was scared to be hurt. But when I took the time to do the work to learn how to love myself and give myself that love, I have nothing but love to give, and I expect none in return. Because I know that that love that I give just fills up my cup even more. And it was also understanding what love meant. For a very long time, I thought love was a seemingly selfless sacrifice. And I say seemingly because in that selfless sacrifice, I would end up over-sacrificing and neglecting myself. And that came from a place of thinking that's what love was supposed to look like. I thought that if I gave my all and put myself aside, then that was love. All to find out that that was actually coming from a place of brokenness. And because I didn't have love within myself, and therefore I seeked validation externally. And so I would be broken and depleted at the end of it all, and wonder why nobody loved me. And it's because I didn't love myself. People did love me. But the problem is that I was expecting them to love me how I thought love was supposed to look like, and that's not love. Love should never take you to the place of depletion, of neglect, of disrespect. That is not love. That is deeply rooted in something else, and it's going to be different for everyone. But that is not love. Yes, there can be sacrifice, there can be compromise in love. At all levels, this is not just from a romantic stance. That's another thing we need to change our perspective on what love is. It's not just limited to romance. Yes, there is love in our romantic relationships, but you should be loving all, everyone, even strangers. It's just a degree of love varies. Love is a spectrum. Not to be confused with Love on the Spectrum, although great show. But love is a spectrum. And I think once you learn how to love yourself through all of the difficulties, through all of the flaws, through all of the things that make you you, you learn how to love on that scale, on that spectrum. And you understand love on a different level. You understand that a gesture so simple as a text in the morning to your mom saying, "Hey, love you, have a great day," can be one of the purest displays of love that she has ever felt, just because it came from you. Or writing your friend a letter just because, with no expectations. We have this fear that people are going to think that our gestures mean more than they do. And, you know, I'm not sure why, where that came from and why we feel that. Why we feel that if we show our love in a certain way to our friends, to our family, that they're going to assume there's an ulterior motive. In some situations, there is an ulterior motive. And that's related to what I was saying earlier. Sometimes people do love with ulterior motives because they have things that they need to work through. But that shouldn't, if you're in a place where you are ready to love without boundaries, that shouldn't stop you. Because remember, what people think of you ain't got nothing to do with you. So long as you know that you're doing things from a place of purity, of a place of honesty, and with no ill intent. So when you approach connection and love in that space, it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people believe. All that matters is that you know that you're coming from a place that is pure. But also ask yourself, am I coming from a place that is pure? Am I expecting something in return? Because I think it's also how you approach things that matters. So if you approach something from a place of lack, of want, you shouldn't force your love on people if you are not wanted in that space. You can love someone without having outwardly displays of it too, right? So it's just examining what this means to you and what it looks like to you and what you need from you to feel this. Man, love is such a beautiful feeling, especially when it's coming from you to you. The amount of compassion, the amount of understanding, the amount of empathy you develop for yourself, the tenderness that you develop for yourself, and how that translates to everything around you. It's beautiful, truly. And I think the more we do this and the more we focus on this and the more we pursue this, if you will, the more we feel this within ourselves. This wasn't the episode I had planned, but this is what came out. And I'm not mad at it at all, actually. I apologize if you guys hear a bit of an echo today. I am recording from a different space. We don't have the recording studio fully set up yet, and there's no chair in there. So I brought it out into the main space. Forgive me if there is an echo. If there isn't, great. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Again, if this episode resonates in any way, please do me a favor, share the episode. Share it on your Instagram. Share it with a friend, a family member, and leave a rating and a review. Again, if you do like this episode, just help boost up the show organically as much as possible. Thank you guys so much for all the love and positive messages you guys shared, and just the things that you said. The messages you sent were so beautiful. The conversations I had that were sparked from last week's episode, I genuinely appreciate it. Thank you guys. I hope you guys have an incredible day, an incredible week, and as always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys. Boom.